Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the living God. Once again, this is Brother Willie Hunter, and I want to let you know that there's none like God. Tonight, for the next hour that I have to be with you, I've been talking about a subject that is dear to my heart. And the dearness of my heart is, I've been talking about the Holy Spirit. And one thing I've come to understand, the more you talk about the Holy Spirit, the more God wants you to talk about Him. And see, I learned something last night from a minister, something that God is doing for us today. Beloved, I say this to all of you that are listening. One thing that we take notice today is there are a lot of things going on. We got to pray for America, particularly. We got to pray for Missouri. We got to. Because what happens with us is that God would have us. God would have us to stay in prayer. I would say to a lot of you that want to stay close to the Lord, stay close to Him because He loves you. And the more God loves you, the more you ought to want to love Him. Tonight's the night that I just put it in, and tonight I want to talk for just a few minutes. Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that I come before you this night with thanksgiving in my heart for the word that you're placing in my heart. I ask you tonight above all things that you will make me know things that I need to know. I thank you for waking me up this morning. I thank you for letting me breathe the breath that I breathe, for the foods that I eat, for laying and getting up. It is you, God. You're the great one. You made all things possible. It is you that I praise you. I love you and I adore you. And I magnify your holy name. And tonight's a night that I would like to speak to the hearts of the people and to those who would come on, Father. It's in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. It's in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Many times, beloved, I'll say it to all of us. And I ask a question because it's in the Bible. It's a biblical concept. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? This is a very good question. Now, some people might get offended. Might get offended with me and upset with me, but I want you to know something. I love you. Because I know one thing. The more you stay with God, the more God's going to stay with you. And when you stay with Him, He's going to stay with you. See, what the Bible tells us, see, the early church, when Paul, whose name was Saul, he stopped at a particular city named Ephesus, and he found 12 men. Now let me set the page for you. Suppose you found 12 men, and you asked them a question. Well, have you heard about Jesus Christ dying, getting out of the grave, sitting on the right hand of God? And these men said, wait a minute, we ain't even heard nothing. Paul knew in ignorance, he began to say, listen, he began to teach them, and when he laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit and spoke with other tongues. So when you want to get some proof, I said to you, go to the 19th chapter book of Acts, chapter 1 through 7. Today, we have a similar situation. Not all the people that have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, there are many reasons, many, many reasons, why some have not and some cannot and some will not. I've listed here some major items below that I'd like to discuss with you for the next few minutes that I have with you. Reason some believers have not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit is because of their ignorance. Their ignorance is like those men were at Ephesus. Many believers today are unaware of the work of the Holy Spirit that God wants to do in their body and in the local church. You see, they go to church and do their Christian walk. They void the power that God has available to them. And you know what? There are many people of the same order. There are many people. But we want to help them tonight. You help me, help them. See, some churches and denominations go through their own ignorance. They struggle. They get upset. Somebody's afraid they're going to get thrown out of the church. Somebody's afraid they're speaking in tongues. Somebody's going to say, look at him, he's a crazy person. Well, that's called ignorance. I-G-N-O-R-E-N-C. Ignorant. Just negative, not knowing the real truth, having sought for it. And that's what ignorance is. What I see one here that brought it to the standpoint was fear. Fear. See, Psalm 19:6 says, fear of God is pure, is clean. And they feared the Lord. I feared the Lord. I heard his voice. See, what I'm saying, fear here. Fear. Some people are even afraid. They will call Yeshua. They call his name, but they don't want to get what he sent for them. And I say this to many people listening to me. Never say God got you. God sent his only, St. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he sent his own son into the world, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life. So, if you can believe, fear cannot grip you. But see, a lot of churches don't want this experience. No, and they will divide the church. And we got more churches in black neighborhoods, and I just say the truth, that won't, they will divide. Because they, so when the Lord told them, a lot of churches, I'm speaking of my own race and nationality, because I done seen some things that I said, Lord, have mercy, but I love them. See, fear will divide a local church and ignorance. Those are the two things the devil wants to use. Ignorance first, he wants to use that. But I got two more things I want to tell you about. Ignorance is one and fear is one. See, and what happens is, see, the reason why they want you to get to Holy Ghost, because it's a supernatural experience. You have the power, according to the Bible, you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Any disease, anything you eat shall not harm you. And you see, when you start putting the word back in God's mouth, God say, oh, that's my son. Ignorance, fear, doctrinal differences. Some people have trouble receiving this blessing because of doctrinal. See, there are a lot of people that have some doctrinal, D-R-O-C. Stay with me, D-O-C-T-R-I-N-E. Differences hang up. They deny the validity of the experience, teaching that is either unscriptural or unnecessary. Not for all believers, a claim is from the devil. Some believers and teach that all believers are already baptized in the Holy Ghost. Whoop. My soul. Prove it. Because if that's the case, why did Jesus say he breathed upon the brother and sent him out? They didn't have the Holy Ghost, but they were disciples. They believed. They believed, but they were being taught to bring a message to us who can know what they need to do. So the one that I really want to put into your crawl, it's called S-I-N. It's called sin. God will give you the Holy Spirit to those who will obey him. Take your time and go to the third chapter of Acts, verses 32. From praying with people, see, it's been my experience that we're praying with people for the Holy Ghost. I have seen unclean habits, unconfessed sin, occult involvement, witchcraft. They can do this. They can drop a nickel or dime. Unforgiveness are areas that hinder people from receiving. See, a lot nowadays, people say, I just don't like him. I don't like her. I ain't gonna forgive her. They did this to me. But all the negative things, you got to come to this conclusion. If you want what God has for you, you have got to forgive and forget. You've got to forget it. But I just can't do it. I can't do it. They did me wrong. Well, look what they did to Jesus. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Well, that's Jesus. No, Jesus said, you're going to follow him. You've got to follow the pattern. You've got to do it, beloved. Because God loves his people. And God's watching over his people. And you know what? As I teach this lesson, I feel the vibration of God moving in my understanding. Because it makes me, I have to be very, very understanding. When we look at the scriptures and we decide we want to come to know what God has, if you have not been baptized in the Holy Spirit, I make this great suggestion that you search with us or yourself through the scripture on the subject in order to find answers to your question and find biblical perspectives of this experience. It's all in the Bible. It's all in the New Testament. It's all in the New Testament from all the way through, from the day Jesus came on this earth. But the Holy Spirit didn't come until he came after he went back to heaven, but it was a transition. And see, one of the things I will say, I'll ask this question to somebody that may be with me. What is the Holy Spirit? What is the Holy Spirit? It is the Spirit of God. It's the third person in the Trinity, Triune, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. As it referred to in the book of Acts 5:13, as it was referred to Genesis 1, chapter 1. In the beginning God said, let there be light, and there was light. And when you get on down to that verse where he said, and let us make man, but all that time you see the Spirit of God, we see the light, we see the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the earth. But God, somewhere, somehow, the Holy Spirit right there, just hovering, waiting to manifest itself. But it was yield. See, with God, there is no time. It's only with mankind we have time. We put time. We said 360 days equals 1 year, one day, 24 hours. But when we get down to the understanding to see that one day is but 1,000 years in the sight of the Lord, in the sight of the Lord. And I will say this tonight, if somebody listen to me, I pray God, y'all, If you're not, Father, I love you. See, when I take and say the Holy Spirit, let's go to the Old Testament. It was the Holy Spirit that moved upon the water during creation to make such as we know today. Genesis 1:2, I was telling you about that. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit came upon men to anoint and empower them to do special tasks. See, let's take Simon, for example. Did mighty feast of strength? Whenever the Spirit of God gave, God came upon him. Judges 15, verse 14, 13, 15. Prophets, P-R-O-P-H-E-T-S, spoke the word of the Lord as they were inspired or moved by the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter 1:21. Somebody go, we ain't going to do that at this church. Well, I'm going to tell you I love you. But if you stay here with me, I'm not going to abuse you. I'm not going to push you down. I'm going to ask the Lord. I'm going to pray for you. And they even need you. You can be a believer. I love you. I'm not going to put you down. I'm going to help you to get up, because the more power you got, the more war, more warfare we can do. The more warring we're against the dark one. See, we're going to give God the glory and watch the devil lose the battle. So when I take notice of, in the Old Testament, as I said, Joel prophesied that God would one day pour out his spirit upon all mankind. See, this was shortly after the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the ascension of Jesus. This tradition, see, was fulfilled. It was called a day of Pentecost, 40 days and then 30 days, because the disciples went down and did what God said, go to Jerusalem in the upper room. They fasted and they prayed. 500 people came, but some people, let me show you what some wisdom coming in and understanding. Well, you know, my wife at home, she waiting on me. I got to go back to where she at. The man said, well, my husband left me, told me I need to be home before. He said, be out a couple of days, all right, but I need to be home. Well, I got to go back to my job because my job's in the need right now. I got some things I got to check on. Well, I need to go check in the field and check in, make sure that the fence isn't, because every so often I noticed the fence get broken. Every excuse was made, but 120 faithful stayed. And by them staying, and I say to you out there, if you're the faithful one, stay. Because on that 10th day of the 10th hour, something began to happen to them. Something began to happen. What began to happen? The Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit began to move upon them. And they began to speak with other tongues. They were speaking in every different language that they have there. And they were so involved in what God was doing, until the brethren left out and went out. And they met one named Peter. And they put him in there. They said, wait a minute. Paul said, no. He said, this thing happened was not of man, but it was God. Don't think we're drunk, but we're not. We're drunk with the Holy Ghost. See, there's a type of D-R-U-N-K with W-I-N-E. You get drunk physically. But when you get the empowerment of the supernatural power, you just get D-R-U-N-K. I've been so drunk with a brother out in the spirit, Brother Richardson. Man, we was up there in California, and put God Almighty, such an anointing. Such an anointing comes upon the believers. Such an anointing comes upon the believers. Such an anointing. And I believe that the anointing is coming upon all of us. Not just about me, but it's about you also. Because God has a great work for us to do. And you know what? When I take notice and say this to you, see, people today are still being filled. and see the devil saying, you ought not be going to that church. I want to get all the young people. See, I'm going to tell you something point blank right now. No shame in my game, but the love of God. We got to take the city of Houston back. For the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we got to take it back. We got to take it back from sin, destruction, demons. We got to push it out of this city. And I challenge you this night, join the faith band and let's continue to pray and believe God. And as I move back to my lesson, see, do all believers have the Holy Spirit dwell inside of them? Do all believers have the Holy Spirit dwelling in them? Good question. The Apostle Paul wrote to the man, Paul said, if a man has the Spirit of Christ, he did not belong to Christ. Now, wait a minute. That's what the Bible says. Not me. Romans 8:9. If a man does not have the Spirit of God, he does not belong to Christ. He said another place this. He said another place to me. No man could genuinely confess that Jesus is Lord is but the Spirit. All in 1 Corinthians 12:3. Therefore, if a person has been born again, now look, if a person has been born again, he or she has the Spirit of God living inside them. However, now, there is an added dimension of power and fullness with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I pray God to ask it. Is the baptism of the Holy Spirit an experience separate from salvation? Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. There are five places. I call them case histories. Where I can see the baptism of the Holy Spirit in an experience beyond salvation. Reserved for those who are already believers. You will also see that speaking in tongues is an initial evidence that the confidence and accompanied by the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Case 1, the day of Pentecost, Acts 2:1-14, as I said in my teaching. 120 followers gathered in Jerusalem, praying for the promise. On the day of Pentecost, they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak with new tongues. See, we know that these disciples are already the disciples were already saved prior to the day of Pentecost because they believed that Jesus, as the Son of God, their names were written in the Lamb Book of Life. That they accept his sacrificial death and their sins, and they had confessed him as Lord. Yet, the Lord blessed them with the further experience. Man, wow, my God, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. New believers, this case too. Ooh, time, man. Case 2, Acts chapter 8, verses 14 and 17. I find this, revival started while healing Samaria, in which many people believed in the Lord Jesus Christ and were baptized in water. However, none had been received the Holy Spirit. Peter and John came down from Jerusalem, this is in the book, and were instrumental in seeing many receive the Holy Spirit. Although the scripture did not say that they spoke in tongues, it does that when Peter and John laid their hands upon the believers, some sort of physical phenomenon began to happen, occurred when they observed by others standing by, showing them. that the believers have received the Holy Spirit. Other than other cloven tongue, fire on the day of Pentecost. My God, I'm on a fire. Of other physical phenomena except tongues occurred in the book of Acts. Let me show you something. That was one we talked about. And I got a few more minutes. A new convert named Paul, a book of Acts 1:19, Acts verse 17. The story of Paul conversion on his way to Damascus. He was saved on his way, told by the Lord to go to Damascus that he receive further instruction. A disciple of the Lord, Ananias, was instructed by God to go to Paul and minister to him. He laid his hands on Paul, and Paul was filled with the Holy Ghost. Although it does not mention Paul praying in tongues, but later that he was thankful that he had spoken in tongues. 1 Corinthians 14 and 18. My God Almighty. And I tell you, here's another one. That's number 4. Cornelius and his household. Cornelius and his household. A Gentile, you see the heavenly language. To receive from Peter who had led him to the truth. Peter lived. He found that Cornelius had gathered many of his own friends and fellows to hear what Peter had to say. As Peter spoke to them, they believed on the word of the teacher, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke with tongues. The last one I got, my time, Jesus, I love you. The Ephesians believer, Acts 19:1-7, which I prompt with that one. Paul met 12 believers in Jerusalem who had not received, the Holy Spirit. But God used him to do something. He was then a minister there. He says, if you believe, have you received this? No. And he prayed for them to receive the Holy Spirit. They received the Holy Spirit and spoke with tongues. Now I want to list 5 things. Number 1, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is an experience separate from salvation. Secondly, a person can receive the Holy Spirit the most after believing. Thirdly, laying of hands. They be met by believers except for a person to receive, but not essential. Speaking in tongues is initial evidence that a person has received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The baptism of the Holy Spirit was no normal experience of the New Testament believer because they've spoken it all the time. What is the purpose of the baptism? The purpose, to give power, to make you bold to witness, Acts 1:8, Acts 4:31, to bring the fruits of the Spirit upon your life, Galatians 5:22, 33, to aid you in intercessory prayer. The prayer language, chapter 8, 26, verse 14, to build and strengthen your inner man, Jude, chapter 1:20, Ephesians 3:16, to use you to minister as the other believers in the body of Christ, the gifts of the Spirit, 1 Corinthians 14:1-2, to be an earnest of pleasure in your inheritance in Christ, Ephesians 1:13-14, to give you victory over the flesh, Romans 8:13, to reveal to you the things of God, 1 Corinthians 8:29, to aid you in praise and worship, 1 Corinthians 14:13. Now you know what? I want to thank God thus far for those of you who have been listening. I pray God that somebody got something tonight, that they were helped, that I was able to help somebody, because I believe God is able. God does it all. He does it better than me. And I want to say this here. I want to hear some healing scriptures. Because tonight's the night that I give God the glory and I give God the praise. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah.
D63H03. Healing Scriptures.
I am reading from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, 21, and 22. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. In the margin of my King James translation, it reads, my words are medicine to all their flesh. So God's word is medicine to all our flesh. So therefore, I just want to read from the Word of God and give you God's medicine. First of all, from Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 9th through the 10th verse. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Healing is God's will. There is no sickness in heaven, the Bible said. So it's God's will that there be no sickness on earth. Then 3 John, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Then again, 1 John, the 5th chapter, the 14th and 15th verses. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. And then Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Romans 8, 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? James 1, 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Romans 8, 31. If God be for us, who can be against us? Malachi 3, 6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Isaiah 41, 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Deuteronomy 7:15. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee. Exodus 15:26. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none, or permit none, of these diseases upon thee, which I have permitted upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Jeremiah 30:17. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 33:6. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers. Leviticus 26, chapter, the 3rd verse, and then the 9th verse. If ye walk in my statutes, and keep my commandments, and do them, I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. Isaiah 58, 8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Genesis 20:17. So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bare children. Second Chronicles chapter 30, verse 20. And the Lord hearkened to Hezekiah and healed the people. Second Kings chapter 20, verse 5. Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears, behold, I will heal thee. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Second Chronicles 6:14. O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven nor in the earth, which keepeth covenant and showeth mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all their hearts. Second Chronicles, the 16th chapter, the 9th verse. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Psalm 145, verses 8 and 9. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Job 37:23. Touching the Almighty, he is excellent in power and in judgment and in plenty of justice. He will not afflict. Psalm 67:2. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help among all nations. Psalm 105, verse 37. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Psalm 103, verse 3. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Psalm 147, 3. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Psalm 23, 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalm 30, verse 2. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Psalm 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Psalm 41:3. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Psalm 42:11. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Matthew 7:11. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Then Isaiah shows us that healing is in the plan of redemption. Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Or the margin reads, surely he has borne our pains and carried our sicknesses. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Matthew 8:17. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. 1 Peter 2:24. Who is own death by our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Galatians 3:13, verse 14, and then verse 29. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. Then Colossians chapter 1, verse 12, 13, and 14, and then chapter 2, verses 10 and 15. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet, or able, to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And ye are complete in him which is the head of all principality and power, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphant over them in it. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Ephesians 5:30. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hosea chapter 13, verse 14. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. In Exodus, the 20th chapter, and the 12th verse, we read, Honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Deuteronomy 5:33, Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that ye may live, and that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. Deuteronomy 11:21, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 28. And he, David, died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. Job 5:26. Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, like a shock of corn cometh in his season. Psalm 90:10. The days of our years are 70, and if by reason of strength they be 80. The 91st Psalm, verses 10 through 16. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come by thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For a length of days, and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 11. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. Ecclesiastes 7:17. Why shouldest thou die before thy time? Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 22. Thou shalt not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. And so you see, God has promised us long life, and he wants us to have long life. Then let's look at some scriptures concerning the earth walk of Jesus and his ministry. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Matthew the 8th chapter, the 2nd and 3rd verse. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 10, and then verse 13. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth. And to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servants, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Matthew chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Matthew chapter 9, verses 20, 21, and 22. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 36. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus saith unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened. And Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that no man know it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake. And the multitude marveled, saying, it was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, he casteth out devils through the prince of the devils. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew chapter 12, verse 15. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion towards them, and he healed their sick. Matthew chapter 14, verses 34 through 36. And when they were gone over, they came unto the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place acknowledged of him, they sent out to all the country round about, and brought unto him all that were diseased, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Matthew chapter 15, verse 29 through 31. And Jesus departed thence, and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain, and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered, and when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then Mark chapter 5, verse 1 through 43. And they came over to the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had been dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. Because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled, and told in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus, and see him that was possessed with the devil, and had the legion sitting and clothed, and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish it in Decapolis, how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come, and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him, and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind, and touched his garments. For she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press, and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague. While he yet spake, there came from the rulers of the synagogue house certain which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? Soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept, and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, Why make ye this ado, and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand, and said unto her, Talitha kumai, which is being interpreted, Damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. Then mark the 6th chapter, verse 53 through 56. And when they had passed over, they came into the land of Gennesaret, and drew to the shore. And when they were come out of the ship, straightway they knew him, and ran through the whole region round about, and began to carry about in beds those that were sick, where they heard he was. And whithersoever he entered into villages, or cities, or country, they laid sick in the streets, and besought him that they might touch, if it were but the border of his garment, and as many as touched him were made whole. Then mark the 7th chapter, verse 25 through 37. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him, and came and fell at his feet, The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But when Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto dogs. Then she answered and said unto him, yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, for this saying, go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. And again, departing from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, he came to the Sea of Galilee through the midst of
come
the
on, we don't, of the I got up and talk.
And they bring unto him one
of those I got up and talk.
And had an impediment in his speech.
I come on
and
in 8 o'clock.
And they him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude, and put his fingers in his ears, and he spit and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be open. And straightway his ears were open, and the string of his tongue was loose. And he spake plain, and he charged them that they should tell no man. But the more he charged them, so much the more the great deal they published it, and were beyond measure astonished, saying, he hath done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear, and the dumb to speak. Then in Mark the 9th chapter, the 17th through the 29th verse, and one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And whithersoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples, that they should cast him out, and they could not. And he answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tare him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. And oft time it has cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. And when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thy dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore, and came out of him, and he was as one dead, inasmuch that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? He said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Then in Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 21, and he cometh to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. In Luke, the 4th chapter, verses 33 through 36, and then the 40th verse and the 41st verse. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee? Thou Jesus of Nazareth, art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace, and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him, and heard him not. And they were all amazed, and spake among themselves, saying, what in the world is this? For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirits, and they come out. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid hands on every one of them, and healed them. And devils also came out of many, cried out, saying, thou art Christ, the Son of God, and he rebuked them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew he was Christ. Then in Luke, the 6th chapter, verses 6 through 10, and it came to pass also on the Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts, and said to the man which had the withered hand, Rise up, and stand forth in the midst. And he arose, and stood forth. Then said Jesus unto him, I'll ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it? And looking round about upon them all, said unto the man, Stretch forth thine hand. And he did so. And his hand was restored whole as the other. Then in Luke the 6th chapter, the 17th through the 19th verse. And he came down with them, and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him, and to be healed of their diseases. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him, and healed them all. Then in Luke the 13th chapter, verses 11 through 17. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was brought together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands upon her, and immediately she was made straight, and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men are to work. In them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath day loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And art not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years, be loose from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Then in John's Gospel, the 5th chapter, we shall read verses 2 through 14. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market, pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, a blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, and knew that it had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. The same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, He that made me whole.
Okay, no problem.
Take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they him, What man is that which said unto thee, Take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had made himself away, multitude being in that place. Afterwards, Jesus findeth him in the temple, and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come up unto thee. Then in John the 9th chapter, we shall read verses 1 through 7. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither has this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is yet day. The night cometh, when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. Then in John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Acts chapter 10, verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Then again, you the chapter, first verse. When he had called unto him the 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Mark the 16th chapter, verses 15 through 20. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. John the 14th chapter, verses 12 through 15. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Acts the 6th chapter and the 8th verse. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Acts chapter 8, verses 6 and 7. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame, were healed. Acts chapter 9, verses 33 and 34. And there he found a certain man named Amos, which had kept his bed 8 years, and was sick of the palsy. And Peter said unto him, Amos, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise, and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. Acts chapter 14, verses 8 through 10. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped and walked. Acts chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. James chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sin, it shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Then Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. But unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And he shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Philippians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things or beings in heaven, and things or beings in earth, and things or beings under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16 through 23. Here Paul says, I cease not to give thanks, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that's named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Then in John the 16th chapter, verses 23 and 24, and in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Again, Mark the 16th, the 15th through the 18th verses. And he said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Notice, in my name, they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. John's Gospel, the 14th chapter, verses 13 and 14. And whatsoever you shall ask, in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, Acts, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 16. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed to them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. He took him by the right hand and lifted him up. Immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaping up, stood and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were all filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us? And by our own power, our holiness, we had made this man to walk. The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his son Jesus, whom he delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murder to be granted unto you and killed the Prince of Life, whom God has raised up from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, now notice that. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect promise in the presence of you all. Acts chapter 4, verse 1. As they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them. being grieved, that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold unto the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes, and Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together to him. And when they set them in the midst, they asked, by what power, or by what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against him. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do with these men? For that indeed a notable miracle has been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straightly threaten them that they speak henceforth no man in this name. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, and now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. Then Matthew 18:19. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Mark chapter 11, verses 22-26. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt this heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things ever ye desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive you have fault against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespass. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Romans chapter 4, verse 17, and then verses 19-21. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. So then faith cometh, Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Then 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, fight the good fight of faith. They hold on eternal life, whereunto are also called and have professed a good profession before many witnesses. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh unto God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Then 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 and 5. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth Jesus is the Son of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Romans 8:2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Romans 8:11. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Philippians 2:13. For it is God which worketh in you both the will and to do his good pleasure. James chapter 4, verse 7. Submit yourselves before God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Romans 6:14. For sin, or Satan, shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Then Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Matthew 8:16. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick. John chapter 1, verse 1, and then verse 14. In the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 15:7. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14, 15, and 16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. On the margin read, let us hold fast our confession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was at all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 10:23, let us hold fast the profession, or the margin reads, the confession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35 and 36, cast not away therefore your confidence, which is a great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Philemon chapter 1, verse 6, that the communication of thy mouth may become effectual by the exalting of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Revelation 12:11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Joel chapter 3, verse 10. Let the weak say, I am strong. I want to read Deuteronomy chapter 28, reading the entire chapter. And then Galatians chapter 3. Also reading the entire chapter. Deuteronomy chapter 28, beginning with verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou wilt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments which I command this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall be thou when thou comest in. Blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord will cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee.